With us, we have Bill McAdams, and he's living in California, but he is joining us by way of telephone across our country. And I'd like to welcome you to WLJN, Bill.
Very good.
Bill, I understand you are a World War II veteran, and you have quite a story, and I'd like to take some time and talk with you a little bit about your military experience. One of the unique things about your term as an American serviceman is that you witnessed the Pearl Harbor attack. What were you doing the hour when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor?
Well, that morning I had to relieve the... I was an engineer, and I worked in the fire room, and I had to go down to relieve the watch for breakfast. So I did, and then... When he got through, he had to come back and relieve me, and I went up and had breakfast. And then after I had breakfast, I left, and I went back to my bunk, and I got up on top of my bunk, and then I went to lay down, and then a torpedo hit us, knocked me out of my bunk.
You were on a ship at the time?
Oh, yeah.
What ship were you on?
USS Helena.
USS Helena?
Yeah, it was a light cruiser.
Okay.
It was parked in the dock 1010 in Pearl Harbor there.
Okay. And your ship was struck by a torpedo.
It was hit. Excuse me. We had another small ship tied up alongside of us, and the torpedo went under them and hit us.
Okay.
And then after that happened, it went through the fire room where I was, and went right through there, blew all that up.
So were you knocked from your bunk there?
Yes. And then immediately the announcement came on over the air that what had happened, and we just had to report to our battle station. But I couldn't get there because it was already blown up. So then you had to go to a first aid station, and then they directed you to as they needed you.
Mm-hmm.
See, so they would send us out to try to help people and things from other parts of the ship because we couldn't get down to where we were supposed to be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then when we went through that, and again, gradually, we got through it, you know. And so
were you able to go up above on deck and see all the planes flying over and seeing the bombs dropping on different ships and stuff?
Yes, I was sent up to the top site for to see what I could do or happen. And then when I went out and I opened the hatch to go out on top, and then you could see the bombers and the planes, and then people were getting hit, you know. I couldn't get out, you know, because of all the fire, so I went back down below to help other people.
Mm-hmm. Bill, what were your feelings? What were your emotions? Can you remember those as you saw what was going on?
You didn't feel anything. You know, you just you didn't have time to think about anything, you know. In a turn, you had to do what you had to do. You know, you had to, and everybody was, you know, trying to help one another, helping the wounded and so forth, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just as it gradually went on, and that's the way it was.
So you didn't have any anger well up within you? You didn't have any desire to strike back or anything like that?
Well, I wasn't in that part of the war, the guns and so forth. I was on the top deck, you know.
Mm-hmm.
The people in that division, they took care of all the guns and everything, see.
Now, as...
We had to keep the ship running and give power to operate.
Mm-hmm. So we're right back into the fray of getting things back in order. Bill, how did the Pearl Harbor attack affect you in the remainder of your service?
Well, I felt sad about losing a lot of my buddies, But I knew I had a job to do, and I did it to the best of my ability. And we just kept working to do what we had to do, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't like, you know, the men didn't like it, you know, but they did what they had to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then later, it took days, but they got replacements from the States, you know, over there to take place of ones that died.
Bill, we are saluting you, and we appreciate you for what you've done and how you served our country. And today, we tip our hats to all those who've put in their time and put in their blood, sweat, and tears for the preservation and the advancement of liberty and freedom, not only in our country, but across the world. And, of course, with the events that you had to deal with and suffer through, we thank you for your service to our country, Bill.
Oh, well, I appreciate it very much.